Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Probiotics, prebiotics, symbiotics, are they safe?
Okay, you've covered that's three different things.
There, yeah.
I guess so. Prebiotics.
Should probably define what these mean, actually.
Okay, so prebiotics are these substances in food that we don't digest, but the bacteria in our tummies digest. So we can also refer to them as microbiome available carbohydrates. And they actually have a bit of a crossover with FODMAPs. So they're healthy. So we get those from fruits and vegetables and beans and split peas and lentils. So those are a healthy thing. Probiotics are pharmaceutically prepared individual strains of bacteria that have been shown to have theoretical benefits and are then recommended for certain conditions. I don't recommend them globally for GI health. I don't tell people to take probiotics unless I'm in some very certain clinical situations in which specific probiotics have been shown to be some help. Every probiotic is completely different. Yeah. It's a different preparation, a different bacteria, in a different concentration. So there, speaking with inflammatory bowel disease in mind, there are one or two probiotics that I will prescribe in very specific situations for a limited period of time.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I think it's I always point this out to patients who come out with their specific bacterial strains that they're taking for a particular problem. It's really like putting a minute species into your gut, which is full of thousands of different species. So it's really like a teaspoon in the ocean.
No, it's true. But that being said, Ruby, we know that when we take a probiotic into our system, it passes through our gastrointestinal tract, and in most cases it leaves our gastrointestinal tract, but it does exert an effect. It does change the balance, and it can change the diversity, and it can change the balance of microbes in your gut. So the fact that they pass through our system and they're in small volume doesn't mean they've not done anything, but again, I don't recommend them in general for gut health, just in a few specific situations.
Yeah, I think there's an issue that we're having with people just taking probiotics because they hear it's healthy in a preventative manner almost.
The international probiotic market, I can't remember how much it's worth. I think it's about $45 billion a year or something.
It doesn't
surprise me. So where there is big money, yeah, there's going to be big scientific claims, yeah, often unproven.
Probiotic foods, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, what do you make of those?
Well, they are certainly beneficial in terms of improving our gut microbiome diversity, and a healthy and diverse gut microbiome is a good thing. In inflammatory bowel disease specifically, there are some theoretical benefits, but we haven't seen the clinical trials bearing that out. There's been a few small studies. There was one in ulcerative colitis which showed that you could boost how much protective butyrate patients were producing, but it didn't make any difference in the clinical outcomes. So I don't recommend them as part of treatment. And in terms of generally taking them, I think they're a useful thing. They're a marker of a healthy diet. But it's sort of the plant-based icing on top of the plant-based cake, because really the conversation I have often starts with, can you eat three pieces of fruit a day? or can you include some vegetables at breakfast?
Yeah, exactly.
So if we get down to should I or should I not include kimchi, then we're doing really well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a, I like that analogy, the plant-based icing. We already spoke about this, but what to look for if you are going to take a probiotic, what would you go for? What would you specifically look for? And I think, as you alluded, you know, really
I'd look for the evidence base.
Exactly.
I would want to see some studies showing benefit.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.